Okay, let's do Amos Perek Zayin, where the Navi continues describing the Nevuos, but this is not Amos really talking about himself, saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him different Nevuos that are going to occur and the Onshim that Klai Yisrael are going to suffer, and he davened to try to protect them, as all the Nevi'im have such, they see all the sinful behavior of Klai Yisrael, but they also have such Rachmanis that they don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy them completely. That's why in this Perek we have Amos davening to make sure the Xeris aren't Kaleh Hashmeid, aren't total destruction. That's the first half of the parak. And then the second half of the parak, we see that Amos describes a meeting with a certain Navi Sheker named Amatziah, who tries to tell him to stop giving the Nevuos or go down to Yehuda and get out of Yisrael. And Amos says that nothing doing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me here, and this is where I have to be, and don't try to spread nasty rumors about me. That's the parak, and now let's go through the psukim. Says Amos, Ko Herani Hashem Elokim. Hashem showed me Vihine Yotzer Govai. Remember a few prakim ago, we discussed all of the locusts that are going to come on. Not the ones from Yoel, but there's going to be Arba, there's going to be Ra'av, all different types of punishments. So most Mepharshim say here, that's what the Govai is referring to. It's referring to those locusts. Hashem showed me these these locusts. B'tchilas, right, Rashi, the Mitzvot David says, Shebore arbe betchilas tzmichas ha'esev ha'mu'uchar. Hashem created the locust. So Yotzer govai betchilas alos ha'lekesh at the beginning of the harvest. Vine lekesh achar gizei ha'melech. And that's after the collectors of the king already came. V'haya imkila le'echolas esev ha'aretz. V'amar Hashem alokim slachna. And after all the locusts come, before and after, there's nothing to eat, I say to Hashem, slachna, please forgive. Mi Yakum Yaakov, could Yaakov survive without your divine help? The Jews aren't going to be able to make it. The Malbim describes here that even though the Bnei Yisrael are not worthy to continue where they are, and they have to go into Galus, but please don't destroy them totally. Ki katon hu, because they are small, because the nation is small. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo mirubchem chashak. It's not because of our great numbers. So Amos says, please don't let them get destroyed totally. The Abarbanel is a different shot of Govai. It says Govai is not from the locust, but Govim, collectors. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends all these punishments as collectors for him, meaning they're all part of his shlichus in order to be able to take our chov. Vosa shluchim shi govim mimenu chovosav yezeh betchilas alos alekesh klomer binyan tuah shetipasid v'teyavid legamri. All of those are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's collectors that he sends. And what happens? Nicham Hashem alzos, Hashem does have some compassion and does not destroy them totally. Lotia amar Hashem, it shall not be done. Koher ani Hashem Elokim, again Hashem showed me another one of the onshin that are going to take place. You need Kore larav ba'eshnu Hashem, and he calls to all of his legions, all of his helpers that are going to help fight. Vatochal Estahom Rabbah Va'achlas Achelek, and they're going to go through the depths and they're going to take out part of the karka. It's going to be totally destroyed. No food, as we learned before, famine and drought. And it's going to eat the chelek, the rest of the land that is there. Va'omar, and I say again, Hashem Elokim Chadalna, please stop. Mi Yakum Yaakov. Could Yaakov get up? Ki katon hu. So again, Amos says, please have Rachmanis. Nicham Hashem Alzoz, Hashem says, okay, Vagam Hilotia, Amar Hashem Elokim. Both of these won't totally destroy Klal Yisrael. Twice, Amos comes and tries to save us. And finally, the third time. Ko herani vihine Hashem nitzav al chomas anach. Hashem is on the top of a wall. Ubiyado anach, and he has an anach. What's an anach? We find elsewhere, an anach means a plumb line, a builder, somebody in engineering holds, stands on top of a wall and hangs down a line with a weight at the bottom of it in order to make sure the wall is straight. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is holding a plumb line. Vayomar Hashem Elai. And Hashem shows it to me and then he asks me, what do you think this is? Ma'ata Re Amos. Remember, Amos wasn't given, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Pe'al, Pe'al, Dabrabo, it was all but riddles, right? Like one of the four differences the Rambam writes between all Nevi'im and Moshe Rabbeinu. It was given in riddles. So Amos, what do you see? Ma'ata Re Amos. Va'omar Anach, I see a plumb line. Vayomar Hashem hineni sam anach bekerav Ami Yisrael. I'm going to put a plumb line amongst Bnei Yisrael. Lo osiv od avar lo. I can't wait anymore. I can't delay anymore from taking out some of my wrath on them. V'nashamu bamos Yischak, and the bamos, the platforms, the mizbechos of Yischak will be destroyed. U'mikdashe Yisrael yecharavu, and the mikdashe Yisrael. Interesting. What does mikdashe mean here? Does this mean both temples that were built by Yisrael? Is this a reference to the later mikdash that's going to be destroyed? V'kamti al beis Yeravim becharev, and I will raise up my sword against the house of Yeravam. Again, the second Yeravam, not the first Yeravam, but the Yeravam that lived in the times of Amos. What exactly does the plumb line mean? What does it mean? So Rashi says it means Midas Hadin, exacting. And that's what Amos saw. Hineni shofit otam bekav shuras hadin, says Rashi. Meaning, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu ever judges us with Midas Hadin, it's a very scary thought. The Ramchal, so the Sharm says, we wouldn't be able to survive without Midas Harachamim, right? He writes this in the Knias HaZehirus, in being careful, in terms of being careful of Chet, says the Mesolos Yesharim. Lefi Shuras Hadin Mamish, Hayaroi Shachote Ye'anesh Miyad, take of Lacheto, B'liyam Tanaklal. Number one, it would make sense that the Chote, the sinner, is punished immediately, without any delay. V'gam Shehaonesh Atzmo Ye'becharonaf. And so to the punishment itself, shall be commensurate with the crime. Kara'ui L'misha Mamre Pia Bori Yisbarach Shemo, according to the one who rebelled against Hashem, v'shelo yetikon lachet klal, and there shouldn't be any way to fix the chet, immediate, commensurate, and without any options. Kihine be'emes echisakin adam es esher iveis v'achet kvarnasa, because how can you change the past? Harisha ratzach adam es chaveru. Could you erase the past? Amnam, says the Ramchal, Midas Harachamim erases the past. Amnam Midas Harachamim hi anosenes, hefech hashlosha dvarim shezacharnu. The opposite of all these three, dahainu. Number one, it's not immediate. Sheyuten zman lachote, v'lo yikachin min haaretz miyad kishachata. We don't get zapped right when we sinned. Number two, v'sha ha'onish atzmo lo yeh v'chalei. And it won't be totally commensurate. And if you really didn't want it to happen, I do tshuva gemura, it uproots the maisa. I recognize what I did wrong, and I think about it. I'm very upset, and I wish I hadn't done it. And that is totally not Mishuras Hadin, Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. But the Ramchal is reflecting that if it was Midas Hadin, we wouldn't be able to survive. And that's what Rashi is saying here, that this Anach that's hanging down symbolizes Midas Hadin. The Radak has a little different shot. He says it is Midas Hadin, but it's saying that it's only going to be Midas Hadin and not more. Not more than Midas Hadin, says the Radak. So it won't be total destruction. When the Malbim talks about here two types of hashkacha. Two types of hashkacha. There's one type of hashkacha the Malbim talks about, hashkacha klalis, which is not the general way we understand hashkacha klalis, but it means that there's hashkacha pradas in each individual, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu also takes into account all the ramifications relating to every single person and every single situation, so that even if one person deserves an onesh, maybe it won't come because of the effect it'll have on someone else. That's hashkacha klalis, what you might say. But, says the Malbim, then there's hashkacha pratis, that each person HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give their just punishment, even if it affects others. Even if it affects others, says the Malbim. Shani sam anach v'kerav amei Yisrael l'shpot kol ish v'ish b'yichud ha'idei hashkacha ha'ishis u'mishpat ha'prati. Shelo osif od avar lo sha'av shelo yuchshar hazman el ha'onesh l'fi seder ha'olam ha'tivi lo avar es ha'onesh l'zman ha'mukshar l'zeh. I'm not going to let natural forces figure it out. He won't just wait to the natural way that things go. But that's what's referring to. The Anach is going to be exacting with this punishment. The Radak also quotes a gematria that Anach is gematria 71. That even the Sanhedrin Agadol, the great Sanhedrin, will be violators of the sins here, and they will have to be punished. The Gemara in Bamitzia Dafnetes darshans for the word Anach relating to the word Ona'a. Relating to the word Ona'a, and they darshan from this pasuk the seriousness and the chumra nature of Ona'a. The Gemara there is talking about specifically Ona'a's Dvarim, even more than Ona'a's Mammon. So the Gemara says, Amarav, lo'olam yehe adam zayir ve'ona'a ishto, b'reisha d'maso mitzuya ona'a krova. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chizda, kol ha'sha'arim ninalim chutz b'shari Ona'a. All sha'arim, all gates might be closed because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, we're more distant, except for sha'arei Ona'a. Those who take advantage, those sins go straight to God. Shenemar our pasuk, Kinei Hashem Nitzav Al Chomas Anach Ubiado Anach. Hashem is on top, right on top of the wall of Anach, which the Gemara is relating to Ona'a. Amar Rav Elazar, Akol Nifra Bidei Shaliach Chutz Me Ona'a. every punishment is not directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except for Onash and Emar, Ubiyado Anach, right, Dafka, that. And that's where the Gemara goes into a Tanur Shalach Noi, which the Gemara ends up saying that the Rabbanon violated some a little bit of Ona'a by going a little too far with Rabbi Eliezer, the Sugya of Lo Bashamayim Hi. So that is the related to Anach a little bit. Continuing. So what happens? So Amos sees this Hashem with a plumb line with his vision, and Hashem says it means that I'm going to take destruction on Am Yisrael, Mida Keneged Mida. There is another important Ha'ara the Radak has here. Hashem says, talking to Amos, that he's going to destroy the Bamos of Yitzchak. What is Bamos of Yitzchak? So the Abar Ben El and the Malbim say Yitzchak from the word schok, the altars of a joke. The altars of levity, they're not serious altars. He's talking about the altars of the Yisrael and Ephraim and Yeravam. Those are the Bamos Yitzchak. Bamos Yitzchak, schok for Kalas Rosh, so to speak. But if you look in the Radak and you look in Chazal, they say Yitzchak means Yitzchak here. V'nashamu Bamos Yitzchak. I will destroy the Bamos of Yitzchak. So what does that mean? Says the Radak. Hine kol anavim lokinu shifte Yisrael kiim b'shem Yisrael. Avichem o b'shem Yaakov. Whatever the Nevi'im spoke about B'nai Yisrael, it was exactly that, B'nai Yisrael or B'nai Yaakov. Lo kinu osam b'shem Avraham v'lo b'shem Yitzchak. Not Avraham or Yitzchak. Sometimes Ephraim, but not Avraham or Yitzchak. The Nevi'im didn't talk about B'nai Avraham, because that would include Yishmael. Not B'nai Yitzchak, because that would include Esav. Dafka B'nai Yaakov. L'fisha Avraham Yitzchak ha'ilam b'anam achirim. Avel Yaakov avinu nisyachid b'zera ha'kodesh. L'fisha nikra shmo Yisrael v'Yaakov. And what about here, in our pasuk Yitzchak, and a couple of psukim later, it also says Yitzchak, right? So why does it say Yitzchak here? Hanavi, kina shifta Yisrael, b'shem Yitzchak, b'shem makamos b'zeh sefer, v'efshar ki day tohaya, b'zochro b'mos Yitzchak. Possible, says the Radak, l'fisha Yitzchak aviv ne'ak halagabayam ezbeach, lasos ritzon akel yisbarach v'mitzvosav, to conjure up the memory of the Akedah. Yitzchak gave his life on the Mizbeach. V'nei banav machisim akel yisbarach. And Hashem notes the contrast. You are angering me through your Mizbeach. Unlike, aren't you the B'nai Yitzchak who gave his life on these bamos, on the Mizbeachas? Haim Beitzel v'Gilgal, and he talks about those Mizbeachos. So Meir HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing it up as a contrast. Bamos Yitzchak, I'm going to destroy the Bamos of Yitzchak. What does it mean? The Bamos of the children of Yitzchak, who should have learned, who should have known better than to do what you're doing. Remember what Yitzchak did on the Mizbeach. Right? There's a few Chazals, not too many, where the Gemara darshins, the uniqueness of Yitzchak Avinu, a Gemara that we quote often, is that Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Peites, where the Gemara darshins based on a pasuk elsewhere. I think it's in Yishayo. So get the Gemara, Pei Tes Amid Beis, here in Masechta Shabbos, yeah, Yishayo, Samach Gimel. The Gemara darshins that the Lasa Lava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will go to Avraham Avinu, Benecha Chatuli, and Avraham won't have any defense. Yaakov, Benecha Chatuli, and Dafka Yitzchak is the one that comes to save Klal Yisrael. Remember that Gemara? The Gemara says, Benecha Chatuli, Hashem says to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak says, one second, your children have sinned? Number one, they're your children, God, and also, not only my children. And he does all the math to try to figure out exactly how much did they sin, and he whittles it down all the way to 12 and a half years is the most they could have sinned. And Yitzchak ends up by saying, if you can handle that, God, fine. If not, HaKrevis Nafshi Kamach. I was mocker of myself in front of you, and therefore Yitzchak is the one that will save the day at this conversation in history. So we have sometimes Yitzchak playing a role, but again, it is unique and doesn't come up that often, and that's what is discussed here by the Radak. So Hashem tells Amos here that he's going to destroy the idols and bring havoc on Beis Yerava. Vayishlach Amatzias. Then what happened? Amos tells a story that happened with him and the Navi Sheker. Amatzias was a certain Navi Sheker, Kohen Beit El, El Yerava, Melch Yisrael Yemar. So Amatzias wanted to start trouble. He sends a message to Yeravam, the king of Yisrael, that he told Lashon Hara on Amos. Kasher Alecha Amos. Amos wants to start a battle and rebel against you. Bekerav Beis Yisrael. That means the Radak says in public. He's not just prophesizing in private. Bekerav Beis Yisrael. He's in the middle of everybody. Gilui Barabim. Lo tuchal aris lachilas kol dvarav. This land cannot handle his words. He can't stay here. You have to kill him, basically, was what Amatzias was trying to tell Yeravam. Kicho Amar Amos. Because what did Amos say? Becherav Yamuz Yeravam. Yeravam is going to die by the sword. Yisrael galo yigleb me'ad maso, and Yisrael is going to go into galus. Rashi points out that he never said that. He never said that. What did he say? He said that V'kamti al beis Yeravim becharev. There's going to be a sword on the house of Yeravim, and Yeravim's son is going to get killed by the sword, but not him himself. But again, this is a lashon hara that he tried to get Yeravim to kill Amos. It did not work. The Gemara Pesachim even says that Yeravim was zoche not to be killed because of this, because he was not makabel the lashon hara. We discussed this also at the beginning of the Sefer, when we spoke about Amos, but the Gemara there, Pesachim pays ayinam abeis, says the Gemara, Mipnei ma zocha Yeravim ben Yoash melech Yisrael lihimanos imalcha Yehuda. Why was he zocha to be listed with the other kings? Mipnei shelo kibel lashon hara al Amos. Minalan to Ibni, where do you see that he was listed amongst the kings of Yehuda? Tichsiv. The Devar Hashem Asher Haya, the beginning of Hoshea. Hoshea ben Be'eri, Bimei Uziyo, Yotam Achaz, Yechizkiyo, Malchi Yehuda, Me'yarava, Melech Yosh, Melech Yisrael. So he got listed with the Malchi Yehuda, very chashuv. So, Umin Alan Dol Kiba Lashonara, where do you see that he was not Makaba Lashonara? Dechsiv, Ar Pasik. Vayishlach Amatzi Koin Be'isel, Yerava, Melech Yisrael, Imar Kasher Alecha, Dechsiv, Kiko Amar Amos, Pacher Yamus. Yeravam, Amar Chas V'Shalom Amar Osa Tadakach. Yeravam says, Chas V'Shalom, that he would have ever said that about me. V'im Amar, and if he did, Ma'aselo, what could I do? What could I do? Shechina Amrelo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. So Amatia, you're a Navi, but I know you're a Navi Sheker. I know you make the things up, but he's a Navi Emes. So number one, he wouldn't have said it, and if he said it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to say it. So therefore, there's nothing to talk about. Right, this is Lashon Hara. Into the Rambam in Hilchos Deos talks about the differences between Lashon Hara and Rechilus and Motzi Shemra. So again, Lashon Hara is something that is false, that fits in to the line of Chazal that explains our pasuk. Good. Let's continue. So, Vayomer Amatzia El Amos. So, that didn't work. Yeravam did not listen to Amatzia. So, Amatzia tries something else. He tries to get Amos to move out. Vayomer Amatzia El Amos, Choze, Lech Barach Lech Aleretz Yehuda, go south, go to Yehuda, Ve'achol Shom Lechem, yeah, go eat some bread there. What does that mean? Rashi says it's Lashon Bizayon. There you'll give you some scraps. But the others say, the Radak says, no. It means that they'll really give you parnasa. They'll give you food. And, you know, it'll be good for you. He's trying to be on his good side. V'shami nave, tinave, there you could say your prophecies. Ubeitel lo sif odli hinave. Don't keep talking about us. Ki mikdash melechu, beis mamlechu. We have a kingdom here. We have a serious government here. Stop talking about the destruction, the demise. Vayan Amos vayomer lamatzia. Amos says, lo navi anochi. I am not a navi. What does that mean? I'm not a navi. He is a navi. He means, lo navi meinu'urai. Means maybe I wasn't. Laradak says, I haven't been a Navi from my youth. Rashi says it means I'm not a Navi Sheker like you are. I'm not a Navi Sheker who gets paid, who, you know, I have to do this for money, for bread. Says, Amos, I don't need bread. Lo Navi Anochi, lo Ben Navi Anochi. I didn't come from a Navi family. Ki Boker Anochi, I take care of cattle. Ubole Shikamim. Either I examine sycamores or I mix sycamores into some type of dip. Vayikacheni Hashem Yachri Atzon. Hashem took me from the Tzon. I was a shepherd. Vayomer Elai Hashem, Lech Hinave El Ami Yisrael. Go prophesize about Ami Yisrael. The Baal Ben points out. So there Amos is saying, I can't go down to Yehuda. Hashem brought me and told me to be here. So I can't be Kovish Nivuasi, right? He says to say prophecies about Yisrael. So that's why I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. V'yatashma devar Hashem atah. Listen to the devar Hashem atah omer lo tinavayal Yisrael votata v'beis Yitzchak. You say don't tell me Nivuas about Yisrael or about Beis Yitzchak. Lachein amar Hashem. So Hashem says no. Ishtacha, you will be punished. You will be punished personally for being mevaza the Navi. Ishtacha ba'ir tizne ubanechu banasecha b'cher v'yipolu. Your wife will be mezana in front of you. Your children will be killed. Van maska bechevel techulak. Your land will be given out. V'yata al adamat me'at tamus, and you will die on this impure land. V'yisrael galu yigla mi'ad maso, and everyone will go into galus. Why such a drastic punishment? The Radak says the kol zeh ba'onesh amatzia shetizne ishto le'enav uvan avrosi le'vacharev v'yigav v'chulu v'kol zeh ba'avur bazoso nevuas hakel yisbarach. He was mevaze the nevua and the nevi'im. And that's why he gets a punishment, right? That he violated the mitzvah daraisa. Mitzvah daraisa, the chinuch counts it, tof kuf tez zayin. Mitzvah 5:16, the mitzvah to listen to a navi. Just avinu l'shmoa b'kol kol navi, meha nevi'im b'kol ma'shez yitzavenu. V'fili tzavo tzono lasos hefech b'mitzvah achas b'na mitzvos. Even once in a while, lakar dover b'na Torah, the navi ha'ek. Except for avodah zara, but otherwise it's a mitzvah to listen to the navi as long as he's proven to be a navi, v'chulu. And the chinuch says, v'shar shi ha'mitzvah l'fi shetachlis ma'alas adam yasagas ha'nevuah. The ultimate Tachlis of a person is to reach the level of prophecy. Ve'en lo ben adam ba'olamo, amitas yediya bedvar ka'amitas yediyaso benevuah. She'a yediya she'en achara pikpuk. The ultimate knowledge, the ultimate clarity is nevuah. There's no pikpuk there. Kihi tavo mima'ayan ha'emes. Uma'atim mibnei ha'olam. Zochimba. It's a very high ladder. Very few people get up that ladder because the bottom ladder is on earth and the top of the ladder is in Shemayim. And therefore, there's a mitzvah. Once a person reaches this perfection, then they have to be listened to. Interesting, we discussed in the past the question of the Menchas Chinuch here. Menchas Chinuch says if we have to listen to the Navi, and if somebody doesn't listen to a Navi, it's Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, then Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. And the Torah was given to Moshe. So what isn't the Torah Nevuas Moshe? So therefore, every time we violate anything in the Torah, we should be Chayim, Misa B'dei Shemayim. Because we're violating Divrei Hanavi. That's one of those questions that you know there's an answer to. But that's what he says. Hachanami kol mitzvah zah shisha b'torah. Shem ben onesh ha'over al Divrei Hanavi. Adon ha'Nevi Moshe Rabbeinu. Imkin kol over Chayim, Misa B'dei Shemayim. Machbos over al Divrei Navi. And you never find it anywhere. So the Minchas Chinuch says that maybe the Isser is only being mevater. Someone who is rejecting. If somebody just does an aveir out of taiva, that's not violating the sister. But in Echanami, it could be if somebody rejects a mitzvah in the Torah, that could be violating the sister too. If you do a lahachis, I'm not accepting this mitzvah, that could be. That could be. The other answer given by many achronim, the mitzvah Samelach says it and others, maybe there's a difference between Nevuas Moshe and Torah Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah, but the Torah is not called Nevuas Moshe. It has a different status because it's the Torah. If Moshe Rabbeinu ever received a message b'nevuah and he told it to us, fine. But the Torah is a different category. Torah's Moshe Lachud, u'nevuah's Moshe Lachud. And those two shall not, those shall not meet. Rav Soloveitchik in Divrei Hashkafa, interesting, has one line where he says, this was the problem of the brothers with Yosef. The Rav quotes this pasuk on page 33, and he says, Chet gadol v'kavedu l'mnoa me'anavi lomaras nevuaso bo'ofan chofshi. Biglal chet zeh ne'erisa shomron v'golo aseres ha'shvatim. And he quotes our psukim, and then he says, Davar domeh mitrachesh ben Yosef ve'echav. Chalamosav shal Yosef kalu divrei nevuah. V'yadua yadua achim. Ki chalamosav einam stam chalomos. The brothers knew it wasn't stam dreams. Ela davar mo'asidim l'hismamesh l'maisa. And the brothers wanted to be mafsikim from saying his chalamosav nevuosav, and that was a chet. That was a chait because once there is a nevuah, so then that is it. Davar zehu siman lechorban, and then Rav Soloveitchik quotes is a siman for a chorban af Torah. Beparsha tenim stamos amilam ar yeshag milo yira. Rabba mazvir ki ein zeh bechal besamchusa shal anavi lechpoch nevuaso shalehu mitzuve migavoa. A navi can't hold back his nevuah. Domal davar is like a coast that you pour water into and it starts overflowing. So you can't. It's like that's nevuah. Lo hanavi amos yachol haya gam lu rotza bekach lahafsik lihinave. For lo Yosef yachol haya lios shalit al chalamosav ulahafsik liot cholim. Yosef couldn't stop. Elim dvarim bilti efsharim. If it's a nevuah, then Yosef couldn't stop telling it over. Again, other chazals point in other directions. He should have told it over in a different way. But either way, this is Perek Zayin of Sefer Amos as we keep charging through the Sefer. As we get into the last couple of prakim, Amos has 9 prakim. We have 2 left, Be'ezras Hashem.